You're listening to SBS News.
1% won't feed us, come on Regis. 1% won't
Aged care nurses have been saying for some time they are overworked and under-resourced. Recently, they've been fighting for a wage increase, like these nurses in Queensland, who say the 1% lift offered by their employer, Regis, isn't enough. Speaking outside the Fair Work Commission earlier this year, where unions have taken their fight for higher pay, aged care chef Mark Castillo said the wages did not match the job.
It's actually a highly skilled job, but it's paid as if it was a menial job.
It's money, the staffing and everything else, that's at the heart of the crisis in aged care. Just over $23 billion in federal funding is provided for aged care each year, with three-quarters of that going to residential facilities. But a new report from the Ageing Research Collaborative at the University of Technology Sydney suggests that is not enough. The report, commissioned and funded by the Aged and Community Care Providers Association, concluded that the whole system is buckling under increased demand and spiralling costs. It said that there are more older Australians year by year, and at the same time, higher numbers that require care services. The report suggested a number of options for increasing the money that flows to aged care, including a levy especially for the sector, which would work much like the Medicare levy does now. But aged care providers say they are already under significant strain. Cameron Holland, the CEO of Ryman Healthcare, told a launch for the collaboration in April this year that providers are not able to meet consumer expectations and remain financially viable at the same time.
We really have that perfect storm and a wicked problem about increased demand, increased expectations and already loss-making operators who don't want to invest more money in an industry that's already, you know, surrounded by a lot of uncertainty.
Paul Sadler, the interim CEO of ACPA, says many providers are in dire financial circumstances.
60% of aged care homes are operating in deficit. And when you get out into the regional areas, that goes up to two-thirds of all aged care homes.
There are some small and independent aged care homes in existence, but large corporate businesses dominate the landscape of providers. Those are divided between for-profit providers like Aegis, the biggest aged care operator in Western Australia, and not-for-profits, such as Bolton Clark in Queensland, which recently paid $700 million to purchase Ality, a private equity-owned company. It's these larger providers in particular which nursing groups are keen to see an increase in transparency and accountability applied to. They say there are questions about how much money is being paid to providers and how much of it actually goes to the care and quality of life for residents. Paul Sadler says most of the funding aged care providers receive goes on staffing. Annie Butler from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation says that is one example of where what is reported and what actually happens can be different.
We need to not just see rosters, we need to see what payroll was actually used, because we know of circumstances where not all providers, but some will say this was the roster and this is what their staffing level was, but the actual staff could have been half what was indicated on the actual roster. We want to see the real detail.
Stuart Brown is a chartered accounting firm in Sydney that conducts financial performance surveys in the aged care sector. Senior partner Grant Corduroy told stakeholders in December last year that a supplement of $10 a day per bed provided by the federal government, designed to ensure residents were properly fed, is effectively being used to plug financial holes.
It was targeted to ensure that providers met their commitments to provide the right quality of food, be it the sustenance, be it the oral health, be it the dietary areas, be it the variety, absolutely. So the majority of that $10 a day, probably up to the order of about $8.50 of it, wasn't spent on additional costs. It was to help recoup some of the costs that were already living in an aged care.
The Australian Nursing Federation says we don't actually know where the money has gone. Annie Butler says the feedback from one member alone suggests little improved once the extra money was received.
They got no increased staff, no improvements to food that she could see. She was occasionally forced to shower some of her residents and dry them with a paper hand towel because of a lack of resources, and yet the facility built a deck at the back.
The Department of Health says that $10 a day supplement is meant to be conditional on providers who submit quarterly reports on food and nutrition expenditure and the quality of daily living expenses. It says it will refer any provider spending less than it should to the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. The Federation is keen for public funding to be quarantined for specific purposes, like staffing, food and quality of life measures, with reporting requirements to match. Meanwhile, Paul Sadler says providers are happy to see additional reporting requirements introduced. They just don't want to see red tape go up as well.
The ALP made some commitments about improving transparency. We're very keen to work with the new government on how that can be done. Our one caveat is that that doesn't mean more filling in forms for the registered nurses and the care staff on the floor. We've got to collect any additional information that's required as a byproduct of care delivery, not by having extra paperwork that actually diverts people from care delivery.
Mr. Sadler says the view from the ground is different from the one at the top.
While the perceptions of staff on the floor might be that there's and a need for accountability for public funding, and we would agree with that, the reality is that most aged care providers are spending more money than they are receiving from the government or from older people. So that's why we think, and the UTS report concludes, there's a funding challenge here which needs to be met.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.